This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's unemployment filings are down compared to the previous week, but still hitting record-breaking highs. CPR's Taylor Allen reports federal money is coming for extra relief.
More than 100,000 Coloradans have filed unemployment claims over the past 3 weeks. Colorado spent $29.8 million in unemployment benefits last week. The weekly cost was about $8.7 before the COVID-19 pandemic. But financial relief is coming. The CARES Act that passed last month comes with COVID-19 relief for people who were never eligible for jobless benefits before. Gig workers and independent contractors in Colorado will soon be able to collect $600 a week. The state wants those workers to wait to apply for benefits after their systems are updated in about a week. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
Gunnison County has one of the highest rates of COVID-19 infections in the country. A group of 500 local volunteers is trying to limit infection by helping residents with everything from grocery shopping to buying masks for healthcare workers. Volunteer Arden Anderson tells Colorado Matters they put in thousands of hours of work each week.
We have limited resources here, and we're struggling with the high patient load that we've got to get through this on our own. And so the Gunnison Valley is a wonderful place to visit, but we're asking folks to hold off on that until we get through this.
Officials have banned visitors to Gunnison County to try to help stop the spread of coronavirus. Coming up on the program, a lengthy interview with Dr. Robert Redfield, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's next on All Things Considered. Coronavirus is causing more people to stay home, with many spending more time in the kitchen making calorie-rich treats such as biscuits and fry bread.
But since we're in a pandemic, it's all okay, because we'll have to survive on what we've got, you know.
Coloradans baking their way through the pandemic, coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered here on CPR News. There is a chance of showers tonight along the Front Range, and there is a chance of rain and snow for the Central Mountains. 54 in Denver at this hour, it is 64 in Vail. This is CPR News.